I suppose it's a self-evident truth that women do not hold equal positions in the church. My own role brought me into interaction with the hierarchy, with the clerical church, if you want to use those kind of terms on it. And I would say that I would like to think, maybe they think differently, but I think that I had a good working relationship with the bishops in general and with individual bishops that I would have worked with on different commissions and attended different meetings and so on and so forth. There's no quick answer to these kind of things because there are deep theological reasons and it's not possible to go in on a short interview like this on them. But I think there are two things. I think the first thing is that we need to be in touch with the Jesus of the Gospels at the heart. And then we need to listen and to talk and converse. I don't think closing down people's speech is any way helpful. I'm not saying it'll resolve everything. Possibly not. But I think that it can at least go a long way towards resolving animosities.
I suppose what I was looking at was, were you taken seriously? I mean, were they open to anything that you had to say? Because we're often given an image of a quite austere front from bishops. There is a sense of, there is that fear or that austerity that seems to come with them. But you would have been dealing with them on a personal basis, so you'd have seen a different side to them. Were you able to connect with them?
Yeah, absolutely. I found that as individuals, I would say, firstly, they're searching too. They don't sit back there thinking they've all the answers. That's not how they are. Secondly, I think that they individually, certainly, they're humble. The days of the, you know, you'll see them arriving and they're lugging their luggage off the train or whatever it is. The days of being driven around in cars, unless it's necessary. You know, they don't have a very fancy lifestyle or anything like that, contrary to what people may kind of think. Individually, I found them friendly, courteous. Yes, they did listen. If you say to me collectively, as we'll say as a conference, then I think I'm not sure what happens, but there's something collective that happens, that the individuals are very personable, can be very personable, but that collectively something about what they project is not as maybe as they would wish it to be even, or as we would wish that they would project.
Yeah, and that often, people often make that point. Somebody may explain a teaching and a lot of people will go, well, that is not at all the way I understood it. Or sometimes I may even explain a teaching to somebody and they'll go, God, I never thought about it in that way, and that was never the way it seemed to come across. Is there a communication problem there with some of the teachings in the church, especially on some of the more controversial topics?
I think the church has not been good on communications. I know that we would say, you know, I suppose Jesus was the supreme communicator, really. And why have we not been good? I think we haven't been good because, as you say, sometimes we're not clear on what we're not. The message in the church is not a message in the sense of a diktat. It's an invitation. And I don't think it's always been put in the kind of invitational way, projected as an invitation to people to live deeper, to look deeper, to respond to the call, the call of the Spirit within their own heart, if you like. I think a good example is quite recently I thought that the communications, not the most recent one, but the first one that came out on the abortion, the statement, where it was in response to the Civita tragedy, where these, it was quite clearly stated, pro-life, but that does not mean that a medical procedure is not possible when the life of the mother is threatened. Now, that was as clear as could be. But a lot of people found that as new. They thought the church was, you know, that nothing, the mother could be dying there and she died. And that was it. So I think that those kind of distinctions, those that teaching on the faith has been, people have not got it clear. And that's our fault.